Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soci.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soci. This show is available on iTunes, and like all of the podcasts here at WFYI, available on Spotify. Well, friends, it's been quite the week here at Film Sociology and the brain of me, Matthew Soci. First off, didn't get to see anything new this week. It's going to be a fairly short show this week because, as you've heard the last couple of episodes, I've been busy. There's been so much going on. The show I'm directing, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, opened Thursday evening up in Carmel at the Cat. So we're going to do a lot of shameless plugging and about some upcoming events and things that are happening right now, like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at the Cat in Carmel. That's running through October 17th. You can go to indiebardfest.com for tickets and information. I can tell you this. If you come, arrive early. Parking is going to be a little challenging because of construction that's happening on Veterans Way in Carmel. So I recommend getting there early and eating at one of the local establishments before coming to see some local theater. So just keep that in mind. But you can go back to last week's episode to hear my chat with Glenn Dobbs and Bobby Bai about the festival and not just my show. We got some other cool Shakespeare plays that are coming up after the cocktail party that's happening at the Cat is finished. So we are also in the midst of the Heartland Film Festival, and that is running all through, through the 27th, and you can go check out heartlandfilms.org for all the information there. Heartlandfilm.org, sorry, and it's running through the 17th as well, not the 27th. Man, I need more coffee, apparently. And you can go back to the episode 2 weeks ago with Julia Ricci. We had a fun chat about the festival as well as James Bond, because No Time to Die, the new James Bond film, opens in theaters this weekend. So go check that out. I'm hoping to see it this weekend. I'll have to see how Mrs. Soci is feeling. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, be safe and be cool to one another out there. Hope to see you. Hope you come see the show that I'm directing. And then, of course, I'm going to be in a show in November called Elizabeth Rex in Lawrence. And we'll get some more Lawrence news in a moment, like right now. For instance, mark your calendars on Saturday, October 16th. Films at the Fort, which is happening at Fort Harrison in Lawrence. There is, and it's 8920 Otis Avenue, Indianapolis. There is a double feature of Hocus Pocus at 7 p.m. and the original Night of the Living Dead at 10 p.m. Separate ticket needed for both films. But I will be there along with Jay Hemphill, who was on the show recently. But you're going to start seeing me pop up at Films at the Fort starting in October. So go check that out. artsforlawrence.org/tickets for a fun double feature. Now, this is one, as I've said before, when it comes to older titles, you have a great opportunity to see this on a big screen. And yes, I know your TV is huge, and it's not the TV, it's what you do with it or what you watch with it. But the theater for movies and plays is a gathering place, and it's a it can be a great communal experience. And honestly, I haven't seen Hocus Pocus since I saw it when it came out. I was in college, and Night of the Living Dead is you know, great film. Great zombie film. So anyway, it's going to be a fun double feature. Hope to see you out there for that. All right, let's go around the horn and see what's going around, playing around town and playing around the state. Over at the Tibbs Drive-In, on screen one, we have No Time to Die. That's all they're showing. Screen 2, Adam's Family 2, and The Iron Giant. Oh. I think she'll let me tell the story. There's a handful of films in which my daughter and I have both shed tears at the same time. And the ending of The Iron Giant is one of them. Screen 3, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, as well as the original Fright Night. So that's in Screen 3. And Screen 4, The Many Saints of Newark and Goodfellas. That's happening at the Tibbs Drive-In. We'll get to the grab-a-pencil portion in a little bit. Over at the Skyline Drive-In in Shelbyville, this is their weekend of Drive-In Massacre. That's happening, if you're listening to this Friday evening, that's happening right now with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre with special guest John Dugan. That's at 7:30. At 9:15, An American Werewolf in London. At 11:30, They Live. At 1:30, Death Spa. At 3:15, Spider Baby. And at 4:45, Dr. Butcher MD. That's Friday, October 8th. Saturday, October 9th. You have at 7 p.m. 50s Trailer Contest and Shorts. At 7:30 p.m. Blood Diner with a special appearance by Jackie Kong. At 9:15 Creepshow. At 11:30 Halloween 3. Hey there, Abdul. At 1:30 The Funhouse. And at 3:15 Burial Ground. All of that is happening at the Skyline Drive-In in Shelbyville as part of Drive-In Massacre. Over at IU Cinema, Sunday at 1 o'clock, as a part of the Sunday Matinee Classics, the original Night in the City with Richard Widmark. I love the Fox noirs of the 40s and 50s, so that's very cool. On Thursday, October 14th, that's sold out, so I'm not telling you. Sorry. Thursday, October 21st at 7 p.m., is a conversation on islands and resilience, voices making waves. Join us for a virtual conversation and interactive Q&A with filmmakers Metasila Freshwater and Marina Alifagia McCartney and IU doctoral candidate Natasha Saula. I am so sorry for butchering the names. That's Thursday, October 21st at 7 p.m., special virtual event. Sunday, October 24th is the Sunday Matinee Classic from 1943, Heaven Can Wait. And Tuesday, October 26th at IU Cinema at 7 p.m., Dark Waters, the 2019 film. Lawyer Rob Billet is scheduled to present for an introduction. Dark Waters, if anything else, there is a scene in the film, one scene that is set at Christmas, and then I'm a smart aleck and say, therefore, it's a Christmas film. And mark your calendars, friends, Sunday, October 31st, this is their staff selection. This is their Halloween feature programmed by IU Cinema House Manager Will Esroth. Battle Royale Extended Cut from 2000. That is happening over at IU Cinema. See, it's not, well, it's scary in a different way. Moving on, over at the Can-Can this weekend. They, of course, are one of the locations for films of the Heartland Film Festival and the film Lamb. So that is running this week, this weekend, and of course, heartlandfilm.org for all the screenings that are happening all over town. I mentioned that. Oh, at the Historic Art Craft Theater in Franklin, October 8th and 9th, 2 and 7:30 p.m. Fridays and Saturday nights, the 1964 film version of The Mask of the Red Death. So that's happening there. Monday, October 11th at 5 p.m. as a part of the Heartland International Film Festival, the documentary Alien on Stage from 2020. Monday, October 11th at 7:30 p.m., Escape from Pretoria as a part of Heartland Films. Tuesday, October 12th at 5:30 p.m., the film For the Left Hand. And at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 12th, Peace by Chocolate. Wednesday, October 13th, The Incredible Lamont at 5:45 p.m. And at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, October 13th, See You Next Christmas. All these are a part of Heartland's International Film Festival. Thursday, October 14th at 6:30 p.m., The Original West Side Story. They're getting geared up for, you know, the remake. And also at the Historic Art Craft Theater on October 15th and 16th, 2 and 7:30 p.m., The Shining. And then October 17th at 2 p.m., the 2021 film Mayberry Man. So all of that is happening at the Historic Art Craft Theater in Franklin. I also want to mention, and I got to get him back on the show. Of course, you know, I whenever I can name drop, because I got an A in name dropping at Ball State, the Ball State University. Regular film sociology regular Robert Irvine is involved in a project. He is one of the producers, if I remember correctly, on a film called Hell or High Seas, which is in select theaters now and starts streaming on October 12th. So look for that. You can go to Robert Irvine's website, RobertIrvine.com, for more information on that. Or you can go to HellOrHighSeas.com. I know they had the premiere in New York last night. So it's a true story of former Navy rescue swimmers' battle with PTSD, full of hope and second chances. And yeah, Robert's an executive producer on this. So HellOrHighSeas.com, and go check that out. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. All right, friends, grab a pencil. Let's find out what you've been watching. hopefully on next week's show, I'll get more into the Richard Pryor collection and hopefully have some more words about the Melvin Van Peebles collection that Criterion put out. But let's go to what you've been watching lately. I love you people. And by the way, special thanks to everybody who donated during the last pledge drive. It's never too late or never too early to support WFYI, film sociology, and all things public radio goodness. You can go to WFYI.org/give to become a member, to renew your membership, or to become a sustaining member right now. And a special challenge to anybody who's posted on Thursdays, to anybody who's been a part of the film sociology, grab a pencil portion of the show, consider supporting the show. You've been doing it with your content, and now it's that time of year where I ask you to do it with, you know, straight cash, homie. So anyway, WFYI.org/give, and thank you. All right, moving on to your list. Here we go. Eric writes, Train to Busan. Tony writes, Superfly and Barton Fink. Keith writes, The Highwaymen and Schumacher. Joshua writes, Britney versus Spears, The Comey Rule, The Guilty, Love and Monsters, Mars Attacks, and Hell or High Seas. Good timing there, Joshua. Devin writes, Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. And countered by Jackie saying, Did you like it? I couldn't finish it. Not one more minute. Devin replies, Yes, I've seen it before. It's definitely an acquired taste. There, good conversation there. All right, short conversation there. Alan writes, Cherry Poppers 2. Stacy writes, We watched The Sixth Sense with Maya last night. Oh, I hope that went over well. James writes the Jess Franco version of Count Dracula. Monica writes The Descent, Aliens, and Casino Royale. Tony writes Many Saints of Newark. Evan Dossie, We Had It Coming, Lizzo, Ass Monster, Death Dream, Hellgate, Vampires, Seating of a Ghost, Toy Story of Terror, Toy Story That Time Forgot, Lamp Life, Hawaiian Vacation, Small Fry, The Rescue, Onibaba, Bergman Island, Julia, We Burn Like This, Luca, and Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday. Charity writes Free Guy. Nancy writes Vertigo. Steven writes Agnes Varda's Cleo from 5 to 7. Thank you, my lord. Melissa writes We're the Millers, Seeing the Last Duel Tonight, and Come On, Come on Sunday. Mary writes Young Frankenstein. John writes Alvin and the Chipmunks, 2007. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and the entire series of The Sopranos. John, you just plowed through the entire series in one swoop, is what you're telling us. Okay. Emily writes Mitchells versus the Machine again, and tonight I'm watching Black Widow. Thank you, Emily. Megan writes The Starling. I highly recommend. Dee Dee writes All About Eve, The Maltese Falcon, and Ocean's 11. Yes, Dee Dee, but which Ocean's 11? So, and yes, All About Eve, as we refer to in our house, is one of the greatest men in suits talking and women in gowns talking films. And the great look on my daughter's face when she realized that Betty Davis's gown had pockets. I love that. Sean writes, Just watched the Rob Zombie Halloween. Daniel writes Strike Up the Band, Dead Again, and Time After Time. David writes A Promising Young Woman, What We Do in the Shadows, Black Widow, and Places in the Heart. Jackie writes My Man Godfrey and Sister of the Groom. Amanda writes Come From Away and The Starling. Mark writes Get Shorty. Dustin writes It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, a TV film from 1975, and the standing room only Sherlock Holmes from 1981. Thank you, Dustin. Lisa writes Daphne, Come Morning, and The Starling. Teresa writes Ocean's 8. Jessica writes the remake of Candyman, In the Earth, Paranormal Activity, and Midnight Mass. Amazing series, she says. Andrea writes, Making My Way Through All the James Bond Films in Anticipation of No Time to Die. Well, you can go back and listen to the conversation Julia and I had and give your thoughts on that. Michael writes, Last Man on Earth, The Kill Team, The Guns of Navarone, The Man with the Golden Gun, The Original House on Haunted Hill, Archive, Maniac, Piranha, and Monster on the Ocean Floor. You're listening to Film Sociology, where sneezing happens here at WFYI.org. Continuing on, Terry writes Citizen Kane, always stimulating, forever a masterwork, In the Mood for Love, eternally scintillating, Eros, The Hand, and Midnight Mass. Pat writes No Time to Die. Gary writes The 1966 Batman, Bad Girls from 2021, Spockanarchy, The Dicks from Texas, and The Horror of the Blood Monsters. Austin writes, Medium Cool Podcast. Austin, I swear we're gonna finish our Bergman series. We'll get there. Toto the Hero, The Saddest Music in the World. The Devils! Oh, I would love to hear your take on The Devils. The film is twisted as Vanessa Redgrave's neck. The Year My Voice Broke, Awakenings, Malcolm X, and Creed 2. Joe writes, 2 weeks worth. I'm sorry that he missed your early post that last week. That's, you guys are great. Monty Walsh from 2003, the Muhammad Ali documentary from PBS, Citizen Hearst from PBS, Safe House, Black Sea, Redheaded Stranger, and the original Ghostbusters. Julie comes to town. Watched that stupid Sopranos, Many Saints of Newark. Couldn't even finish it. Horrible. Continuity, nope. Compelling story, nope. Watched for over an hour, waiting for the story to start. Nope, nope, nope. Wow. Strong there. Chris writes Mayberry Man. Elaine writes Official Secrets. Bob writes Bob Bloom, The Green Knight. Linda writes Tried and Failed. Hope to see some in theaters. Okay, that's fine. Abby writes, Band of Brothers, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, Stronger, This Changes Everything, Feminists, What Were They Thinking, A Secret Love, and Jurassic Park and Jurassic Park 3, but not 2. Jared writes, Beverly Hills Cop 1, 2, and 3. Man, why would you do that to yourself? One was enough. Pamela writes, The Mountain Between Us. Doug writes, Terrace Bulba, Since You Went Away, The Murder of Fred Hampton, Shall We Dance, H.H. Holmes, America's First Serial Killer, Love Jones, State Fair, which State Fair, Doug? Citizen Hearst, The Interrupters, Adventures in Babysitting, The Innocents, and Underworld. Janet writes, The Many Saints of Newark, Promising Young Woman, The Gift, Collateral, The Omen, Once Upon a Time in America. I hope that's the original director's version of Once Upon a Time in America, Janet, not the Warner Brothers butchered version. Nebraska and the Time Traveler's Wife. And finally, Jenny, her queeniness, writes No Time to Die. And there you are, friends. There's plenty of stuff out there. So hope you got to see some new films, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. Just a reminder, once again, IndieBardFest.com. I'm directing Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, which is running through the 17th. And then after that, there are productions of Anthony and Cleopatra, Love's Labor's Lost, Measure for Measure, and Macbeth. And then in November will be the regional premiere of Elizabeth Rex, which is happening at Theater at the Fort in Lawrence. I'm going to be one of the actors in Elizabeth Rex, directed by Glenn Dobbs. You can hear that conversation from last week's show. Heartland Films is happening now. The Heartland International Film Festival is running through October 17th. You can go to heartlandfilm.org for tickets and information, and you can go back and listen from my conversation with Julia Ritchie 2 weeks ago. Go to film WFYI.org/programs/film sociology. That's when you can dip into the archives. And then, as I mentioned, Saturday, October 16th, Theater at the Fort is a double feature of Hocus Pocus at 7 p.m., Night of the Living Dead at 10 p.m. I'll be hosting both. Jay Hemphill, my buddy, will be there. He was on the show earlier. You can go into the archives at Film Sociology. And my buddy Robert Irvine, executive producer of Hell or High Seas. Go to hellorhighseas.com for all the information, or go to robertirvine.com and check that out. So there you are, friends. There's plenty of stuff out there. And now, friends, some words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. There's plenty out there. Hope you're staying safe and healthy, and hope you're being good to one another, and we'll try again next week. Take care, everybody. Oh, and WFYI.org/give to support this show, all the local programs, and all things public radio goodness. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Good afternoon, Fort Myers. Good afternoon, California. Good afternoon, Michigan.
I can't believe you let her watch Manos. Is she scarred for life?
Let's put it this way.
What parent are you?
When I wake her up, I vocalize the theme to wake her up to get her ready to school.
Oh, you're a terrible father.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!